I think he was a real hit with blues fans. He was there for 1 year, had a really electric start to the campaigner, and had a run of 12 goals in 21 games. And then it has to be said, the goals did dry up a little bit, as they do for all strikers, really. And I think there was a bit of tiredness in there. He had a couple of niggles, a couple of knocks. What you've got to remember is last season was really Brittus Ombolonga's first experience of professional football. Before that, he'd had loan spells at sort of Wealdstone, and he had a brief stint at Braintree. So his first real run of games in professional football, his first season. So I think you can forgive him a little bit for those goals drying up. But when he was bang in form, he knew where that goal was, and he was very useful for Southend, and they were doing really well when he was banging the goals. And then subsequently, when his goals dried up, Southend didn't do so well either.
Yeah, it didn't go so well after that. What sort of striker is he?
He's pretty bulky. He's got a good bit of strength about him. He knows exactly where the goal is, very much a target man, but he is prepared to dig in and do a bit of running around and tee up a few players as well. He got a few assists in that run with Gavin Tomlin, who he was his strike partner last season. And I remember chatting to the then Southend manager, Paul Sturrock, about him. And Sturrock was a big, big fan of Brittus Ombolonga. And he always commented and remarked about just how much he wanted to learn, how he wanted to improve his game, how he's always asking questions in training. I think the raw talent is there. He knows what he has to do to improve. And I think he'll fit quite nicely into that setup. You can't really buy that, the hunger to learn and improve the game constantly. And he's got that.
You mentioned that he's played a few games in non-league, but broadly speaking, his entire experience to date really is this one season with Southend.
Yeah, pretty much. And you can see actually how he's progressed from Watford. I think they loaned him out to Wealdstone in the Ryman Premier, it would have been then, and he did really, really well. Then he went to Braintree in the Blue Square Bet Premier and had a good run there. So then Watford are thinking, well, hang on, what should we do with him now? Let's see how he gets on in the Football League. And he did well in League Two. So time to make another step up. And I think he's got all the credentials to handle it.
And did you interview much? What sort of character has he got? You mentioned that he seems keen to learn, but is he a nice lad?
He was never shy of a word or two. Always came across as very laid back when I met him. Always pretty smiley. Don't really recall him ever being in much of a mood. He'd talk openly and honestly when he wasn't scoring the goals, you know, and he'd give an honest assessment of how things were if it wasn't quite going for him. And I just think last season there were the odd niggles there to be expected from someone in their first professional season in football, and that did affect his form a little bit. But if he can stay fully fit, he'll bang the goals in, I'm sure.
Yeah, so all in all, you're pretty confident he'll be a good signing for the Posh?
Yeah, I would have thought so. I mean, I did wonder what would happen with Watford and whether they'd give him a go. I can remember, I think they recalled him actually from his loan spell at Braintree and gave him a run on the bench at one time. And I did wonder if he might have a future at Watford and what would happen in the summer after his loan spell at Southend. But obviously they've moved on and signed all the players they had on loan last year, haven't they? So he's just fallen out of favour. But he's definitely got a future in the Football League. And I actually think Peterborough's probably about the right level for him at his age. But I wouldn't go past him sort of being beyond the Championship in the future.